This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
I gotta start recording. Boo, boo, boo.
All right, start.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, let me. Close. Well, that was fun.
That was close.
It keeps you humble. Oh, and I did it. So I brought a beer. This is one of my second beer today. And I didn't want it to interfere with my main beer, so I'm just drinking this one straight out of the bottle, like a fucking.
Well, that's fine. That works.
Class B citizen.
This desk is a wreck. Well, shit, we're starting. So let's get rolling. Enough fucking around.
Kelly's gonna be like, "What the fuck?" She'll be all right though.
just tell her your ace was broken. You had to reinstall
I gotta get my ace to work. I hate when my ace doesn't work. It sucks.
I had to re-enable my ace in recovery mode.
I mean, she's got to understand, you know. Well, I mean,
she's busy cooking your food for your potluck tomorrow. She doesn't know what time it is.
No, because here's the thing.
Yeah.
I was supposed to bring pasta salad, and one of my colleagues was like, just go to, because I was going to make it.
Yeah.
And my colleague was like, just go to like Costco and get some pasta salad. I'm like, I think I'm going to do that. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
So I went to Costco and they don't have pasta salad this time of year. They're like, yeah, we get it in the summer. Once it goes, Kelly's offended that I was even bringing pasta salad to the Thanksgiving potluck. But she's like, yeah, he's like, yeah, once Thanksgiving comes around, we don't have pasta salad or coleslaw. I'm like, oh man.
I thought you were going to say that she bought the last pack to be ready for Thanksgiving next week.
It's kind of hard to see what I got going on here with my back.
That's pretty good. I might have to look for that one too and use it in my. We haven't told anybody what's going on yet, so I guess we're already talking, right? Should we just keep rolling and eventually we'll intro the show?
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob,
and I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 168 for hopefully November 22nd, 2021.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about beer that we happen to be drinking on the show.
Right. Enjoying might be a different story.
Thanksgiving shenanigans.
Yeah, we sprinkle the Thanksgiving throughout the episode.
Well, I mean, this is the Thanksgiving episode, right. Technically, although we're recording a full week before Thanksgiving.
Do it.
We can pretend.
Well, then we'll talk about crazy news as we like to do, and it's almost Elf on the Shelf season, so we'll talk about that. A DoorDash defecator, a septuagenarian suspect, a stolen street sweeper, and a smart criminal.
And I'm going to eat Pub-Mix.
There's no carbs in that.
Carb-free. No time like the present, Robert, to get this show on the road.
No. After 45 minutes of you goofing off with your ace, whatever it was.
My ace was broken.
Your ace was broken.
There's like a codec that our recording software uses, and it seemed to take issue with my computer. And, we figured it out. It was a team effort, but, you know, I'm up and running. Let me pour my beer. I didn't even check into my beer yet. Yeah. Not to say we do that before we actually taste it. Taste it on the show.
I've checked into mine. I've had some. It's now warm after waiting for you to finish.
Yeah.
Now I like that background. What I was going to say is I thought I would use it this week, but I'm actually off coming up. So I'm going to probably use it. I am at work tomorrow, so maybe I'll use it then since I won't be around next week. It's a pretty good one. I like mine. I just Googled Thanksgiving, whatever the first one came up, that's what I used.
Yeah.
Maybe yours should be the show art this week. We'll do that.
Well, there we go.
That'll make everybody happy.
Or make us happy.
Except,
I mean,
yeah. Except for really those
all that matters to me.
I don't really worry
really
about
all
them.
That matters. Yeah.
Not worried about the ones we don't make happy. I'm only worried about the ones we do make happy. That's the way it should be.
Yeah. Us.
Start with us first.
I mean, you know, if you're not happy, then you can't make other people happy. I think that's how it goes.
No, that's why we skipped last week. It was just down in the dumps and dragging about everything going on. And I just figured, you know what? I'm not in the physical or mental mind space to be. Well, that looks good. Not in the mind space to be able to do this. We'll skip a week, and it all worked out.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Can
we get the right buttons to be able to? Because I'm curious to hear about what that is you're drinking.
I'm hitting all the buttons. Okay.
I just got the notification. You've checked in.
I feel like we should just go ahead and go right into the beer.
Right into beer. Well, we should. It's been a while.
Thanksgiving episode, by the way. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Yeah.
To you and yours.
Yeah.
This is coming out. This episode will come out the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
By the way,
how much pie you're gonna have?
Because I did go to Costco today, so I did buy a large thing of Utz Pub Mix.
Okay.
And so I have.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
I have that with me over here.
That's got carbs in it. You can't do that. So you're done with that? You're done with that already? After drinking the smooge last week, you're going to be shoving pretzels and whatever the hell else is in there?
No. I'm done just for today.
Oh. Don't tell Kelly. Did you get that at Costco when they didn't have any pasta salad?
Listen, Costco. Kelly, my wife.
Kellis.
Is the one that told me to bring home pieces from Costco.
Yeah.
So she can't get mad at me. She can't get mad at me for, and she knows I bought the pub mix. I brought it home. Can't hide this shit.
You're hiding it in the basement practically.
It's a very large package of, you know, container.
I'm going to go to Costco next week when I'm off. I got a lot of things to do. I'll tell you about them, but I'm going to go to Trader Joe's, which is where I got this beer this week. So I got a store brand beer, which should be good.
Trader Joe's is good.
Yeah.
I like Trader Joe's. And I'm very excited because a listener of the show who is a former colleague, she sent me an advertisement for Total Wine opening in Sterling Heights. Just had their grand opening. I pass very close to it every day to and from work. So I'm like, I'm very excited because according to the advertisement, they have a lot of beer.
Yeah.
And you know, Napa Valley is a long way out of my way. So this will be nice. It'll have more than Bush's. As you mentioned, Mr. Pizza Bootleg closed. And they didn't really have a great selection.
Yeah.
They didn't have a big selection. They had a small selection that was pretty good.
Yeah.
But didn't have a big selection. Yeah. So this is very exciting.
Yeah,
to me. And but anyway, this week.
So you're saying that listeners, since there's a new Total Wine there, if they go to that one, they can stand out along the roadside with their big signs with "Hi Rob" and all that stuff, and you would see it when you drove by.
More or less, yeah, I suppose that's true.
Should they choose to do so? That's just what I'm envisioning. I mean, if people know this place is going in and you drive past it, I can just imagine all the people standing outside with their signs.
It makes sense to me.
Yeah. Okay. What are you drinking?
I love our fans. So this week we're going to our friends at Duclaw. And you've had Duclaw. I don't think I've had Duclaw Brewing on the show.
I have.
You have had it though.
Yeah.
And this is the Pastry Archy Oatmeal Cream Pie Imperial Honey Wheat Ale. And
that's a lot of words.
It's a very, yeah. I mean, I just put oatmeal, Pastry Archy Oatmeal Cream Pie. You can abbreviate it.
Yeah.
Shorten it, if you will, to that. It's a snack on this. Aromas of flavor and ultra soft spiced oatmeal cookies sandwiching the fluffiest of vanilla ice cream, vanilla cream filling layered in every single sip. Golden, medium bodied, and cleaned with subtle complexities and light breadiness. Slight breadiness. Bread, I don't know, is breadiness a word?
Oh, yeah.
You may want one for each hand.
Uh-oh.
So you want to double fist it. And again, it's an Imperial Honey Wheat Ale, golden and dark golden color. It has hops, most beers do. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. It looks good.
Kind of get a it has very sweet aroma. I notes of honey. I can smell the honey. I don't know if I'm getting oatmeal cream pie out of the aromas. Let's see if it's in the taste, though.
Dude, I love the shit out of some oatmeal cream pies.
So do I. It's very sweet. I get a little bit of kind of lactose out of it, which I guess would be the cream filling. I don't know how much oatmeal I'm getting out of it, but it tastes like a nice sweet beer, I guess. Again, I'm not really getting oatmeal cream pie out of it, though. I'm getting a little bit of honey, and I'm getting a sweet kind of light, you know, medium body wheat ale. It's good, though. It's a good beer. But if somebody was like, hey, taste this beer, and I didn't know what it was, I would be like, oh, fuck, there's oatmeal cream pie in here. Yeah, so I'm not getting that, but it is pretty good. It is pretty good. I rated it 3.75 on Untappd. This is 8% alcohol by volume.
Oh, boy.
It has a 19.3 Play-Doh. I don't know what the fuck that means. 25 IBUs. So
it's something.
You're welcome. So Duclaw, we've had a couple of times on the show. Yeah. You had a Neon Gypsy IPA in episode 7, Alcoholic. You also had a Little Freaks.
Yeah.
And episode 26, Beer Helmet. Let's see, episode 49, you had a For Pete's Sake Imperial Chocolate Peanut Butter Porter, and that's it. That's when we've had it. Wow, on the
been
show.
A long time.
And then this one, 168. Yeah, Duclaw's way back in the past, but still pretty good beer. Again, I'm a little bit disappointed that I don't get more of, you know, because like you said, oatmeal cream pies are fucking great. Yeah,
the big ones.
So I was hoping to get some of that. Not really tasting the oatmeal cream pie, but nice beer nonetheless.
Huh. Might have to go get some this weekend. I looked to see if there was any place that had it, and there's a place I didn't know existed that's not too far away, so I might try to go out there, but we'll see. Well, this week, Swain, I got something that's probably a little bit less exciting than yours, unfortunately. After I've, like I said, sat here and watched you troubleshoot your computer, I have had some. And I kind of went into this knowing that it probably was not going to be great, but it was cheap. But I don't remember what we spent. I think the six, it was either a 4 or 6 pack in cans. I think it was six. It was probably $6.99, maybe $8.99 for the 6 pack. So it wasn't that expensive. And I thought, well, I'll just try it. And it was at Trader Joe's, and it's the Boatswain Chocolate Stout. And it says Rhinelander Brewing Company, and I don't even think it says anything about that on the actual can. It actually just tells you that on Untappd. It doesn't tell you anything about it. So I guess I knew that Trader Joe's wasn't brewing it right there in the store, so they had to get it from somewhere. It's just weird. Oh, it doesn't say that anywhere on the can. But anyhow, the website doesn't exist anywhere, but if look on Untappd, it just says brewed with cocoa powder, so it doesn't really tell you anything about it. But the website sells, the can says Boatswain beers are unique brews made to small batches. Our chocolate stout has aromas and flavors of dark chocolate and roasted malt with a tangy hot bitterness. And I drank some already, and I do notice that. I do notice the bitterness in there. It's only 66 IBUs, so it doesn't have a punch of like a really, potent IPA. I rated it. Let me see. I'll take another sip, see how much chocolate I get in there. I actually don't smell a lot of chocolate, but I smell, there's a little bit there, but I actually smell some of that tang to it. So let's see if I can taste any of the chocolate.
I wonder if you rated it as high as I did when I had this exact same beer in episode 83.
I didn't. I will see. Well, actually, I'll look to see. It said I had 10 friends that have had it. But yeah,
as soon as I saw it, I'm like, wait a second. I've had this beer because I bought it at Trader Joe's as well.
Yeah.
Well, see, I rated it 3.5 when I had this beer on episode 83, Weaponized Meat.
Well, I will confess that I put 3.5 in there, and then I rethought it. And then I see here that 3.22 is the average. So it's somewhere actually a little bit less than even I rated it. And it's decent. I mean, I will finish these. I won't buy them again, but I will finish them. So that 3.25, 3.5 is probably about right. I wasn't overly impressed with it, so I didn't really push it to the 3.5 because I don't know. There's probably not any real hard line there exactly why it's one way or the other. I don't like it that much to give it the 3.5. Or 3.5 for me, since it kind of tips into that. Oh, you know, this is good. I'll enjoy it. I'll drink these and I'll mildly enjoy them. So I deducted a little bit off it.
Yeah, I think I also bought this at Trader Joe's. And it's one of those, like, I got it. I'm like, well, shit, beer's good. Chocolate's good.
Yeah.
I mean, Let's try it out. And you definitely could. I mean, I've rated beers one before.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd still take this over, you know, a Bud Light, but.
Yeah. Costs about the same.
It does. So, you know, get yourself a nicer beer for the same price.
Oh, boy. I'll give, I'll give some to Melissa.
I might have hiccups right now, asshole.
I'll give some.
No, I'm not. Listen, I'm not anywhere near where I was at that particular moment. Oh God! Why is this happening? Oh my God! That one was really bad.
Wow. Yeah. So I got Rob's hiccup burp and Rob's wet burp in there. So. Anyhow, so that's what are we drinking. So unfortunately for Thanksgiving, I don't think either one of us are really thankful for these brews, but. You do what you can sometimes. Win some, lose some.
I mean, this one was pretty good. I was just expecting more from it.
Yeah. I was probably still looking for it. Duclaw's one of those that I've had a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Not on the show, evidently, but I do like them. I used to live near one, and they had a new release Tuesday kind of thing. You'd go in, and they'd have the beers that they do. And I enjoyed going to that. I still have some of the T-shirts, I'm sure. I don't think I have any of the glasses I got from there. They'd give you a shirt if you showed up, but... They typically don't disappoint, so I think that one maybe missed its mark a little bit. But
I think I think about, like, you know, so again, some of the flavors of some of the other breweries come out with, like, you know, your Founders, your Southern Tier, some of the those breweries that are really good with different unique flavors. Cookie. I feel like if somebody went to one of those breweries and said, "Hey, listen, we need a beer that incorporates a, you know, oatmeal cream pie," they would have done a better job with it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Southern Tier. You would have probably tried to chew it. It's usually how those go. The flavor is really spot on. So, oh well, worth a shot.
Yeah. What the fuck?
You ready for crazy news?
Yeah. Probably should do that.
Sometimes.
Naturally, when we come next on this show.
Can't hear you. It's very loud in my ear. So you're talking. Uh-oh.
Oh my God, stop playing that sound, please.
Oh man, this first one I've cracked up, and I seen it on the news since then, and this one says from GMA, but I think I saw it on Twitter first, and then I looked it up again, and I've seen it since then, so it's kind of a fun one.
Yeah. Am I reading it or are you reading it?
I'll take it, I guess, since I did the intro. But this takes us to our friends at Good Morning America. I'm more of a Today Show, where it tells us that a judge gives parents a break.
I never watch any of them, so I'm at fucking work.
Fucking work. Yeah, well, us little guys that stay home. Work. He's giving parents a break by banning Elf on the Shelf, Rob. Now, do you guys, I think we've talked about this probably every year, but I forget who does it or not. You guys still do the Elf and you move them around and all that stuff?
We do, and I hate it because
it's a lot of pressure.
You know, we come up with really creative things for the first couple of days.
Yeah.
But then what eventually happens is we stop giving a fuck and we start running out of ideas.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it'll be 10 o'clock at night, 10:30. I'm half asleep already on the couch.
Yeah.
And then, and Kelly be like, fuck, we didn't move Elf on a Shelf. So I got to go figure out what to do that's clever. And, listen, I'm not the creative type.
Right.
And then you ask me to do it when I'm half asleep. It's not a good thing. I end up just despising Elf on the Shelf. And so I'm hoping this year we can just not do it.
Well, we're kind of at the point now with ours where he's a little bit younger than Colin. So we're kind of at that point, like, what does he know? What does he not know? Do we let it go on? Or we try to throw in like little hints like, oh, you know, Santa's doing to see what he would do. Like if he would smirk or he hasn't, he's got a poker face on it. So I don't really know. Melissa's like, oh, we got to tell him. Like, well,
Yeah.
Do you just let it happen, though? Too. Or just do you tell him so he doesn't bring it up around his friends? His friends go, yeah, fucking moron. You know, you. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is. We probably Stop. Should. I don't remember what happened with me. I mean, it was 80 years ago, but I don't remember what I think I just figured it out.
I think like at some point, I think so. And I have like this very distant memory of, and I don't remember what was said, but having a conversation with my mom where she was like, we're basically, she was, you know, she was like, well, you know that's not, like, it's all bullshit, right? Like, I mean, she didn't say, I'm sure she said it nicer than that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, there came to a point where I remember having a conversation with my mom where she was like, where I was like, yeah, I know this is fucking fake. Like, I remember finding Christmas presents. Like, there was there's a shower in the downstairs bathroom at my parents' house that nobody ever uses. And I remember, like, looking in there, and there are like all these presents that are stacked up, which were all like the presents that I got in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, so like it got to a point where I figured it out.
Yeah. Well, then maybe this elf on the shelf, and we didn't do a lot of the crazy stuff. We would do that kind of randomly throughout, so we didn't run out of ideas, but we did run out of ideas and where to move them. And so it's a lot of the same places. So maybe this judge here is on to something, but a Georgia judge is hoping to make the holiday season a little easier for some parents by banning Elf on the Shelf, a Christmas tradition which originated from a 2005 book entitled The Elf on the Shelf, A Christmas Tradition, centers around a scout elf sent to the North Pole that, when present, encourages kids to be on their best behavior to stay on Santa's nice list. The holiday tradition, while fun for kids, can be a burden for some parents like Rob. After seeing a conversation on social media about Elf on the Shelf, Judge Robert D. Leonard II decided to take matters into his own hands. My family loves all of our elves, and it's a fun family tradition. However, it is a nightly commitment, and if you miss a night, you have some explaining to do. Mm-hmm. The chief judge of the Superior Court of Cobb County drafted an order which banishes all elves on the shelves from Cobb County. I decided for those people that needed to retire their elf or put it away until later in the year or put it out later in the year, I could take the heat for some of them with a mock order. So I guess he did it just so that you could show the kids like, hey, we can't put it out because this jerk off elf judge said that you couldn't do it. But his tweet says, tired of living in elf on the shelf tyranny, not looking forward to the elf forgetting to move and causing your kids emotional distress. I'm a public servant. And I will take the heat for you, my gift to tired parents. It says, if you love your elf, keep your elf, no contempts. And according to Leonard, this tongue-in-cheek order was intended to be a good laugh for tired parents struggling to keep up with their nightly elf duties. The judge did post the order on social media. However, he assures parents and children that they can still carry on with their elf on the shelf if they so please. Thankfully so. I drafted and signed the order. It was not filed and certainly not enforceable. Leonard said.
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, I was getting a little bit worried. But, I mean, there's your out. I mean, you could always do it and say, hey, I know it was in Georgia, but we have to abide by these laws here as well.
Seems no, like I like it. It does, you know, banning elf on a shelf, regardless of the municipality, seems like, you know, it's the best. And they should make it enforceable.
That's true.
But then again, if they can't force somebody to wear a face mask or can't, you know, force somebody to do things like that, then, you know, how are they going to force somebody to...
I don't know.
To ban these fucking elves on a shelf, elves on shelves,
right?
That's is that, Georgia, how, is that right? How do you pluralize elf on a shelf? Elves
is
on
it like
shelves?
AirPods Pro where you can't say AirPod Pros? It's kind of like that, I think. AirPods, well, because is the plural part.
Yeah,
I think so. Anyhow, I'm gonna go ahead and drink another one of these shitty beers just because I feel like it.
I have AirPods Pro. They're very good.
Version 1 or version 2? Isn't there a new one?
Yes.
I don't know. My son thinks he's getting the Max, and he's crazy. Doesn't even have a phone to use it with, but he wants the Max.
$600 fucking headphones.
Well, the funny thing is he shit on them. He's like, why does anybody want these headphones? They're so expensive. Why do people want them? It's like, well, you know, somebody maybe just wants something that goes over their ear or on the ear. I think we were talking about that before, and he's like, then I see it on his list. What are you doing? You just crapped all over these, saying that they're dumb. Now it's like, oh well, I guess people do want them, so they're cool. I want them now.
Yeah, I got to tell you, those Beats.
Oh yeah, you got them.
Headphones that I got for half off are fucking great.
Are they?
And they have the H1. What's nice is they have the H1 chip built into them. So I mean, you do when you unfold them, that powers them up, and like right away, boom, popped up on my phone. Just like if I were pairing it with AirPods, it's pretty cool.
Oh, since you don't take them out of a case, just by unfolding them, they connect. No, that's wild.
Yep, and because they have that, they also have the active noise cancellation.
Yeah.
They have the transparency mode. In case you want to be able to hear somebody who's talking to you, you know, you hit a button on the headphones, or you can switch it in the control center on your phone.
Yeah,
it's very nice. But anyway, that's enough dorky iPhone stuff for now.
Now that I'm hungry, why don't you tell us about our second story?
Well, so do you guys DoorDash?
Not as much as you, man. And I am jealous that you had Portillo's the other day. I was hoping you could send me some, but we don't do it a lot. I mean, we have a couple places like across the street that we go to, or down the street, that we don't really feel the need to have it brought here. So no, not as much.
Well, we do it. I would say we don't. I mean. Yeah, we do it a decent amount.
Every time I talk to you, I'm DoorDashing McDonald's. I would like to DoorDash some 20-piece nuggets right now. Kelly got me excited for those when she mentioned it earlier.
That sounds very good. But that being said, so I do DoorDash, and in some of the characters that deliver the food, though, I mean, you know, I feel like they switch, you know, they're Amazon drivers by day, DoorDash drivers by night. Like you get some characters, and this takes us to Los Angeles, where a DoorDash driver defecates, he poops in a customer's residential lobby after dropping off his order, their order.
Thankfully, it was after.
It was. Yeah. So he had already put the order down on the floor before he decided to.
She had a dress on, made it easy.
So what's weird is I don't see the photo.
There's a video there. You probably have it blocked, but
I don't see the video.
You got to update your ACE. Your ACE component will allow you to be there.
Hold on. Let me reboot into recovery and open up the terminal. DoorDash driver defecates in customer's residential lobby after dropping off order.
Right. Drop the kids off the pool after dropping off some nuggets.
A DoorDash driver in Southern California was seen on surveillance video using a customer's residential building lobby as a toilet after dropping off an order. The building manager of a Brentwood apartment building was contacted by a resident in the building saying there was feces all over the lobby of the 19-unit building. When the building manager checked the surveillance video, she was shocked to see a DoorDash delivery driver using a trash can in her building's lobby to take a dump. What I saw,
you piece of shit human being.
I don't even remember where that was from. Was that from the last episode?
No, I think I've had that for a little while, and I saw the files because I was trying to clean my computer, and I saw the files. I was scrolling by most recent. It's like, what's this? Oh, that's a good one.
You piece of shit human being.
Apparently, at some point on the podcast,
you were not happy with somebody. It might have been me, all I know.
Robert.
I could not unsee. I was flabbergasted at what I saw. Lisa Stanley, who was the DoorDash customer for the delivery, told Fox 11, she let it go. You know what they say, when you got to go, you got to go. And boy, did she ever. You're four steps away from outside where there's a bush or your car, or I don't know, but not in the lobby of a Brentwood apartment building.
You piece of shit human being.
This is a health issue. You have a human being who's taking a poop in the middle of her of her job in a lobby of an apartment building and then resuming her job, which is delivering and touching food, Stanley added. Maybe she had sanitizer wipes or something in her car.
Clorox bleach wipes.
Shut your trap.
She contacted DoorDash support through the app to alert them to what happened. The company sent her a response saying, in part, Thank you for your patience, and I hope you are doing well. We do not condone this type of action and are currently investigating this with the information provided. And the DoorDash official went on to say the driver associated with her delivery is no longer able to deliver with DoorDash. Details of all investigations are kept private. The company refunded her order and added an additional $20 credit to her account, as well as refunded the Dasher's tip. After Stanley posted a video of the incident on Twitter, DoorDash replied by saying, "Hello, Lisa. We cannot apologize enough for this happening. The actions of the Dasher were completely uncalled for. Allow us to make sure we get this addressed. Send us over a DM with your email and phone number so we can make the situation right." Stanley said that the driver asked, had the driver asked, you may have let her use the bathroom, and added there are bushes outside the building if the emergency situation called for it. Fox 11 reached out to DoorDash for an additional statement, to which the company replied, "The trust and safety of our community is extremely important, and what's shown in this video is absolutely unacceptable. We're actively investigating and will take the all appropriate actions, including cooperating with law enforcement on any investigation."
What's that?
How do you, where do you want these fish bags? Is that what I said?
Oh, man, too funny. I was going back to the well. That's pretty gross. Now, so that does bring me to a question, because you said, you know, hey, if she had asked, I might have let her come in and use the bathroom. If somebody comes up to your door, they're delivering your nuggies, do you let them inside because they say they got to take a dump? Do you let people in your house to come in and destroy your bathroom like that?
As a matter of fact, I don't let people into my house at all. Unless there's a valid reason why they have to be in my house. And by the way, pooping, I have to poop is not one of those reasons.
No.
Like, I don't know. That's tough. That would be a game time decision right there. Like, you know.
How are you feeling at the moment?
My DoorDasher's like, so sorry. I hate to ask this, but I really have to go. I'm having, a medical emergency. I don't know.
It's either that or shit in your trash can.
I'd rather they do that, honestly. Part of me would like want to help them.
Yeah.
But also part of me would be like, that's no.
You gotta see,
There's a CVS half a mile up the road. Go in there blow up their bathroom instead.
There's a lot of responsibility letting somebody come in there and shit all over your bathroom.
I'm paranoid too. My assumption is if you're going into my bathroom, that you're going to try to kill my house, kill my family.
Could be.
You're going to be a home invader. Like that's just probably. That's just me. Sorry.
Oh man. Well, this next one's going to take us to our friends at CBS Local, which is Minnesota.cbslocal.com. Where it tells us that a 70-year-old woman was...
What, honey?
Drinking tequila, holding a fake gun. Don't you shake your head at me. While holding a fake gun. Well, she's nowhere close to 70. While hanging off I-94 overpass. There's a lot to uncover there. But a 70-year-old Minneapolis woman allegedly threatened a state trooper with a fake gun made of duct tape and tinfoil before climbing onto a bridge over an interstate with a bottle of tequila in her hand. Hopefully she didn't drop it. Jean Hansen is charged with threats of violence, fleeing a peace officer, and two counts of DWI. Court documents filed in Ramsey County show, the affidavit states.
What happened?
Criminal complaint states that the trooper began following Hansen's vehicle Saturday night when she was driving erratically near Concordia and Snelling Avenues in St. Paul. Hansen stopped in a closed traffic lane, exited her vehicle, and approached the trooper's squad car. "Hey, officer, I'm trying to find my way out of here," she allegedly told the trooper, who was aware of an active warrant for Hansen's arrest. I can only imagine what for. Probably beating somebody up with pizza or spaghetti.
Hansen, some sort of food battery.
Sorry. I could use some Oreo battery right now. The trooper asked Hansen to sit in the squad car, which she refused, and tried to get back into her own vehicle, at which point the trooper tried to pull her out of the car. The complainant states that Hansen grabbed something that looked like a gun and pointed it at the trooper, who retreated to his squad car, where she sped away from the scene in her vehicle. The car was later found nearby, and she was found hanging on the fence of the Pascal Street Bridge over Interstate 94, drinking from a bottle of tequila, probably trying to get that worm out, and grabbing at the silver gun-shaped object in her waistband. Authorities eventually got Hansen off the bridge. Part of I-94 was closed during the incident. According to the complainant, officers recovered a replica handgun, knife, and another foil and duct tape object.
Yeah, she was partying.
Yep. Hansen allegedly showed signs of impairment, obviously, and admitted to taking at least 6 diazepam pills, for which she had a prescription before drinking the tequila. Complaint states she told authorities she thought the trooper who stopped her was a threat to the public, which is why she grabbed her fake gun made out of tape. Hansen was committed as mentally ill earlier this year following an assault, the complainant states, and was on a provisional discharge during the incident. Whew, there's a lot there. Huh. I'm exhausted.
There is a lot going on there. Now, what's funny to me is I didn't know that I-94 went all the way to Minnesota, and I live very close to that expressway.
Yeah.
I always thought it stopped in Chicago.
So you said Chicago, I started thinking about Portillo's. Apparently it keeps going. I'm going to have to order a taste of Chicago.
I forgot what I got from Portillo's.
I got that bowl.
I got the meat bowl. I don't even know what it's called. I got a meat bowl. I got some chili. Their chili was very good as well.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Vienna beef.
Highly recommended.
Portillo's Italian beef.
And I got it via DoorDash too. So that was nice.
And it didn't shit in your yard.
No, my dasher didn't even defecate on my porch. So that's good.
That's good. Where's our next story take us?
Our next one's going to take us to Richmond, Indiana, Robert.
Getting Manny's.
Damn, I got a pop-up. So this is going to take us to where I just said, where a stolen street sweeper leaves Richmond, Indiana, as I just stated a moment ago. Police on a low-speed pursuit. A stolen street sweeper led Richmond, Indiana police on a pursuit Sunday morning. The Richmond Police Department says third shift officers were called to respond to the 900 block of Butler Street around 1:30 a.m. Sunday on a report of a person driving a piece of heavy machinery.
Rob.
Heavy machinery. I forgot I lost my place.
It was right after machinery.
Heavy machinery, recklessly. Recklessly is the word I was looking for. Police said the driver, identified as Sammy H. Allen, 54, Richmond, was reported to be swerving at people. He was trying to hit them. Oh, and driving through residential yards with a street sweeper. It was also reported that Allen struck other vehicles. However, officers did not locate any damaged vehicles. Officers located the street sweeper, which was later found to be stolen from a construction company doing construction on Sim Hodgson Parkway in Richmond, police said. Police said Allen then led officers on a pursuit of very low speeds of 10 to 15 miles per hour for just over an hour as he drove through the city. Allen struck a garage in the 500 block of South 8th Street several times, causing the garage to partially collapse. According to police, officers say Allen almost flipped the sweeper over while striking the garage. Police said officers deployed spike strips, but were mostly unsuccessful due to Allen going slow enough to maneuver around most of them. Allen reportedly swerved at one officer who was attempting to set up the spike strips, causing the officer to seek cover, police said. The pursuit ended when Allen went into the river in the street sweeper near Veterans Memorial Park. Police say that the sweeper became disabled.
Oh,
and no. Allen attempted to flee on foot and was apprehended by officers with assistance from a Wayne County Sheriff's Department K-9, according to police. He was transported to Reed Health for injuries to his arm from the K-9 apprehension, as well as other facial injuries from the struggle with officers. Police say he remained at the hospital for treatment and observation. The police department said they will request multiple charges, including vehicle theft. I did not say it that way. Shut the fuck up. Vehicle theft, resisting law enforcement, leaving the scene of an accident, and reckless driving.
You piece of shit human being.
Kind of, right?
We can that's all pretty agree. Fun, though, street sweeper.
Can all agree he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is great.
I wonder where he's going for Thanksgiving.
He's coming to my house. I invite him over. Kelly's hosting. Kelly's very excited about hosting.
I saw. We discussed that earlier. She's very excited to have all those people in her home.
She can't wait. She can't wait to have all these people in her house on Thursday.
If only Costco had potato salad, she'd be set.
They might have potato salad, but somebody already volunteered to bring potato salad in the potluck tomorrow.
Coleslaw's good though. I like coleslaw. Most of us don't like it. The kids don't. They don't really care. But
they didn't have that either. I had to get spinach artichoke dip.
Oh, that's really good though.
Then I got the little pita little things.
Next question. Did you get the pita chips or did you get some
I didn't get pita chips. They're like little non pita bread things.
Yeah, we got some there. They're called like pita crackers or pita something or other, but it was weird. But they're good.
So I should have gotten some tortilla chips too though.
Yeah, you go tomorrow on the way in.
I'll go to Trader Joe's on my way into work. I heard they have this really good chocolate stout that we've never had on the show.
I figured this one was safe of anything for us to have. That it was. Oh well.
Nope. Boatswain's already been on the show, bro.
I'll go back and listen to that episode as punishment. Oh man, our last story is going to take us to some new friends of the show.
I'm sorry. Have you hovered over this guy's mugshot?
That's pretty good.
It just says pubes with like probably a dozen S's at the. sorry. I looked down. I had rested.
Oh man, that's pretty good.
I arrested the cursor over this guy's face. I'm like, it just says pubes with a bunch of S's. Oh man. Shit.
Too funny.
But
well, World News Daily Report didn't seem to, I don't know if they're on vacation or something. Pubes. They didn't really seem to have anything good. So I looked around a little bit more and we found the Daily News Reported.com. So maybe they're a sister publication to World News Daily Report. But dailynewsreported.com. Right.
Friends of the show.
Right. Friends of the show. New friends of the show. Probably new BFFs of the show. Tell us that a man caught with over 1,000 pubic hairs collected from gym locker rooms and showers. The authorities say he planted them at a crime scene to throw police off his trail. Well, he planted them at crime scenes. So pretty much every crime scene, he would scatter these pubic hairs that he had stashed in probably a little baggy just to allow that it wasn't his DNA that they found. Lester Francis is an everyday average dude. He works at AAA as a vacation advisor, though not many people go that route anymore.
I was going to say, when's the last time you're planning a trip and went to AAA?
Yeah, that.
I need to go to AAA, get a trip tick so I know how to get to my destination.
Yeah, it's probably been a good 30 years since I actually used it was at work. We had somebody that was that knew a whatever they're called, the people that used to help you plan vacations.
travel agent.
Yeah, because I had no idea what to do. You know, I was young, so that's the only time.
So elderly listener still uses a travel agent.
They should go into the store like they show in the movies. They have all the posters up on the wall.
Oh no! I mean, we're going on a cruise with her and my father and my mm-hmm. brother in February, and she booked it through a travel agent.
Too funny.
And I'm a pretty hip young mom, okay?
That's pretty good. Well,
no, I mean good. I know
there it's a yin and yang thing sometimes. Anyhow, Lester is an everyday average dude. He works at the vacation advisor. He takes pride in the work he does, even if no one else seems to appreciate it. He lives in a somewhat large apartment complex. Lester starts
what
every
are you saying?
Day.
Oh.
Huh?
Go ahead.
I'm going to say,
you're doing great.
He lives at this somewhat large apartment complex where he's seen as a lonely bachelor who keeps odd hours. Lester starts every day at the gym where he keeps in excellent shape, even though he doesn't like to show it off. He almost appears to be in training, but no one knows what for. After the gym comes work at AAA where he eats the same PB&J lunch day in and day out. After uh-huh. work, he stops his P.O. box to collect this mail, and then off to home he goes.
He goes to his P.O. box.
He's got fan mail there. Yeah. Several times a week, he can be seen leaving his apartment late at night with a gym bag. Several hours pass until he returns sweaty and disheveled. Is how one would describe his look returning from his late night adventures. He's probably got bodies in there. Morning comes again, and off to the gym he goes, but today will be different. Much different. I read that as Mick different because I'm still kind of craving those nuggets. Lester was running late for work and was driving faster than normal. Prompt and calculated was Lester, but not today. Got pulled over for speeding. And throughout the stop, he remained cool, calm, and collected. His gym bag beside him on the passenger seat. But what caught the officer's eye was that there was another bag in the back seat as well, which seemed to have blood on it. Made a mistake and left that bag in the car from the previous night. Tried to explain there was a backup bag with gym equipment, but the officer found the blood to be sufficient evidence for a search. When CSIs arrived and opened the bag, pubic hairs burst out of it. Lester lawyered up because of the big poof of hair that came out of the bag. When CSI arrived and opened the bag, pubic hairs burst out of it. Many different colors, shapes, and sizes, which is weird. I don't know that you would exactly see that for just hair, Rob, but color, shapes, and sizes. He was taken into question. He was taken in for questioning. Blood tests were run to compare the blood on the bag to any open crimes. Lester lawyered up. Blood tests came back inconclusive. Authorities could not place him under arrest for any open crimes, but they could get him for this bag of pubes. The pubes had, oh my gosh, did you see his mugshot? The pubes had obviously been collected from the gym, and he's not going to the gym, Rob, as there could be no other location in this day-to-day activities that would suggest otherwise. Oh no, that's the Undertaker who's been stealing testicles for soup. That's different. Different story.
Elbondiga's soup.
he's hiding on the pubes in his chin. Collection of pubic hairs for a crime.
You couldn't fit the jail scrubs over him, so he just has it draped over his chesticles.
Lay it in front, tuck it under his chin to hold it up. There's no plausible explanation for the pubes except that he had
it. It's like it was his birthday and he just opened up the present and that shirt was in there, so he's holding it up so everybody could see it.
Well, I heard he was a really big fan of PubMix. There is no plausible explanation for the pubes except that he was planning to use them to get away with crimes, and he offered no contrary story.
You piece of shit human being.
All crimes linked to pubic hair evidence will now be cross-matched with members of the gym he attends and to the bag of hairs collected. Please stay tuned to the Daily News Reported as more of this story unfolds.
Wow.
Jeez. There's a lot going on in that story.
You think he killed him?
Probably. He tripped him and then cut the pubes off and tossed it into his bag. Oh, man. Well, shit. That's episode 168.
What would you do if you opened a gym bag and it was just full of pubes?
It burst open with pubes. It was packed tight. You probably had to sit on it in order to be able to pull the zipper across.
I mean, can you imagine you opening the zipper and it pubes explode all over the place?
All over. Yeah, that's how I read it. Said that it burst from the seam.
We got sprayed with pubes.
Yep. Jesus. I'm glad that's not me. Well, anyhow,
episode 116, bursting with pubes.
I had DoorDash defecator down, but I will see. Neither one of them is pretty good. Oh man! Well, shit. Well, hope you guys have a good Thanksgiving. I'll check in multiple times throughout the day to find out how everything's going.
Please do. I'm actually gonna FaceTime you during Thanksgiving dinner, and you can. I'll put you on an iPad up on the table with the family.
Make sure Kelly's not hanging over the side of a bridge with a bottle of tequila in her hand. And a tape gun in her pocket.
You don't want a tape gun.
Too funny. Well, shit. Well, we might see you next week. I don't know what day we're going to record if we do, but we'll find out.
Hard to say. That's a long ways away, Robert.
Who knows what could happen between now and then.
But you know what?
Yeah.
You know what, though?
Uh-oh.
We're getting into the holiday season here. You know what the holidays mean?
I do, and I was just thinking about that today. I got an idea already because I had something earlier that I was going to do, and I just never got around to it. But this might be the time.
Just so you know what you're up against, Robert. I already have multiple items. I'm already in possession of multiple items for the Two Bob Secret Santa.
Oh, not so secret Santa.
Not so secret Santa.
It's kind of hard to be a secret when there's two of you.
I suppose that's true.
Well, sweet. I'll get mine going then, because I gotta just double check.
Yeah, you gotta catch up.
All right, man. I'll catch up with you soon.
See ya. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.